There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Many lawsuits have been filed by trial attorneys who are trying to hold the manufacturers of guns financially responsible if a criminal commits a crime. There's no point in the victims suing the criminals, who probably are penniless. But the gun manufacturers have deep pockets, and the attorneys are going after them. Under our system of government, we do not hold manufacturers of legal products responsible if somebody uses a product to commit a crime. For example, if a drunk driver runs over and kills somebody, that person's family and lawyers cannot collect big money damages from General Motors or Ford. But some activist judges have shown a willingness to hold gun manufacturers responsible when a criminal misuses a gun. In the D.C. sniper case, families of the victims won $2.5 million from the company that made the sniper's weapon, even though the company didn't shoot anybody. Congress has now addressed this problem. In November, Congress passed the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, to give immunity from these lawsuits to gun manufacturers and gun owners, and the law was promptly signed by President Bush. This law is a huge victory for all gun owners and manufacturers in America. Congress made the law apply both to federal and state courts and ordered the courts to dismiss most pending cases against gun manufacturers. The act still permits lawsuits against manufacturers or sellers that violate state or federal record-keeping laws, or who sell to buyers who are prohibited from possessing firearms, or in cases where defects of design or manufacture cause the injury. We applaud this needed legislation as a matter of simple justice. The act sensibly prevents gun manufacturers from having to pay the penalty for the crimes of others for which the companies were blameless. Studies show that guns save many more lives than they take, and more guns are used for lawful purposes than for unlawful ones.
Can activist judges be stopped, or will they continue to rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution or the will of the people? Find out what you can do by reading Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Or write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says, don't blame others for your failures, but credit them for your success. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. One of my favorite people, if you are a regular listener, I don't have to explain this to you, is Ron Paul. He is a Republican. He lives in Texas, and he is a representative for, I don't remember which, but a district out of Texas. I heard, of course, I've kept up with Ron Paul regularly for quite a few years because he is probably the only, I think, he is the only truly constitutional congressman we have in Washington. Maybe there's another one out there. There was Helen Chenoweth, and she's no longer there. She did her 2 years or 4 years, whatever it was, and said she's going back to the ranch. But Paul votes against every bill that is unconstitutional. So he votes against almost 100% of the bills that crop up there in the House of Representatives in Washington. I heard him speak out in Reno a couple of years ago, and he was talking about how he gets elected because he is a constitutionalist and the people in Texas believe in what he's doing. But the people in Washington, his peers, so to speak, say, I don't know how in the world you get elected. How can you go back and face those people? Well, the people believe in him. And in fact, he told us there at Reno that the Democrats couldn't even get someone to run against him in the general election. He'd had no other person running against him in the primary, but they couldn't even get someone to run against him in a general election, no opposition. Okay, now, this has just cropped up, and it comes from a very reliable source who has read the letter from Ron Paul. But he says, days before the filing deadline, one last person filed to run against Ron Paul. The challenger is Cynthia Sinatra, who is married to Frank Sinatra Jr. She is directly tied to the Hollywood glamour circuit, is herself a celebrity, and presently works in The Hague as an international lawyer for the United Nations. Now, Jeff, help me here. I should have looked up, but The Hague's in Germany, isn't it? Is it not? Yeah. So she's living in Germany. Cynthia was Miss Austin, Texas at one time. She is best known professionally as a defense attorney who defended the Bosnia Muslim prison officer accused of war crimes, including genocide and torture. According to Ron's letter, which quotes an article in the Los Angeles Times, Frank Jr. and Cynthia, and we're talking here about Sinatra, lives in the Beverly Hills area, in an 8,200-square-foot home with both ocean and city views, a gatehouse, two guest suites, two spas, a pool, and a lighted tennis court. Ron Paul says that Cynthia can live in California and be elected to Congress in Texas. Now, that is something I had no idea could possibly take place. I thought you had to live in the district in which you were representing. But Paul says not. He says she can live in California and be elected to Congress in Texas because there is no longer such a requirement that a federal congressional representative must live in the represented district. Like I said, I did not know that, but if Ron Paul says it, I believe it. Ron Paul is up against a Hollywood elite here, and you know that the Hollywood set is going to have a gob and a bunch of money. Now, whether the people are going to get suckered into this Frank Sinatra deal, I have no idea. I would think Ron would be in good shape no matter who ran against him. I'd say he could beat President Bush or Hillary or anybody in his district, but for whatever it's worth. Yes, you put your light on. What do you want to tell me about there, Jeff?
I wanted to tell you that we're both wrong.
Why?
The Netherlands.
The Hague is in the Netherlands. That's right. It is in the Netherlands. Now that you said that, I knew that.
You know, what are you asking me?
Yeah, well, you know, that's just somebody said, what do you think that bull weighs? Well, he might weigh a ton. No, 1,800 pounds will kill him dead. Put him on a scale, he weighs 2,250. And you know, the minute that scale shows what he is, he looked like a 2,250-pound bull. But he didn't. I should have known the Hague was in the Netherlands. I knew it was over there somewhere. I knew it wasn't in Tupelo, Mississippi or someplace like that. Anyway, Ron Paul is going to have to run against Frank Sinatra Jr.'s wife in this upcoming election, for whatever that's worth. Now, the spy in the sky, and we've discussed this spy thing over and over. We just about rode the hair off of that horse. But now our Farm Service Agency, which used to be the old ASCS office, which was before that the AAA office, now has a spy up there, and they know more about your farming operations than you do, because they can see stuff that you can't see. They claim they can even see below the surface of the soil. Now, I don't know. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. They tell me that they can tell water conditions, even if it looks dry on top. They can tell if there's sub-moisture and this sort of thing. Anyway, the Agriculture Department's Farm Service Agency is using satellite imagery to monitor compliance. This satellite imaging is being used in water rights litigation and in the prosecution in case of environmental cases. Anyway, when we come back, I hear music there. It gives me a good time to take a breather. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, by the way, is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Now back to the Farm Service Agency and their satellite spying. Satellite technology takes imagery at 8-day intervals. I always assumed that that thing was going all of the time. I don't know. But anyway, this article says it's 8-day intervals, and it can be used to monitor when farmers plant. Well, how do they know when you plant if it just takes 8-day intervals? It could have a crop, corn can pop up out of the ground when the moisture is there and the temperatures are right almost overnight. Anyway, it goes into how they can irrigate, know when you irrigate, know what crops are being grown. Investigators can search satellite photos dating back years. In other words, they have this information in a database, and they can determine what crops you grew for however long back this has been going on. I think it's been, and I'm guessing at this, but I know that satellite has been doing this at least a decade, maybe longer than that. Anyway, recent cases involve the use of satellite imaging to prosecute farmers. Maybe the farmers were wrong, but hey, we got to get rid of them whether they're right or wrong, right? In one trial that went to a jury, and I like this jury thing. If you were listening last week when we had Wayne Kreitz on, he proved in his case what a jury can do, even when the judge tells them the opposite. But anyway, in one case that went to trial to a jury, prosecutors used satellite images and testimony from a satellite image analyst to present their case. It was impressive to the jury to have this presentation about this eye in the sky and satellite imagery and a trained expert. However, jury didn't fall for it. They said it didn't make our case, but it sure helped strengthen and improve the case. Well, if it didn't make it, that's the good part. But anyway, the agency is involved in three other multi-million-dollar crop insurance fraud cases that have yet to be filed. Fewer than 100 cases have been prosecuted using satellite imaging, but satellite imaging pinpoints about 1,500 farms annually that are put on a list for possible crop fraud. Don't they ever put a USDA employee in a pick-em-up truck and go out? You know, I can remember back when it was the old AAA, and At that time, the Department of Agriculture was kind of a good organization. I mean, they had people that were farmers on the, and we did terraces and built ponds and that sort of thing, and with the FCS, which was an ASCS, et cetera. But the servants that came out to help us actually had to furnish their own vehicles. Boy, all that has changed. Anyway, they say we even know what Russia and Germany and France and these other countries are doing through satellite imagery. Let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show, online at DairyBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Now, I don't know what this is. Have no idea. Only saw it this morning. But there is some new rural water legislation in the making, and it'll be a federal law. I don't know a thing about it, except we ought to. Remember a year ago, about now, in Missouri, we found out that we had some rural water legislation, and they were going to actually put monitors on our wells. In other words, I'm not talking about city water or community water. I'm talking about private wells. And the thing passed, and the governor signed it into law before anybody knew what it was about, because the original bill didn't say what was in the bill that was signed. There's even different numbers of pages. Now, I don't know what this thing, anyway, going back to the Missouri law, it got changed. Because enough people realized what happened, and they saw what was going on. And Jeff and I attended a meeting at Owensville, Missouri, when 500 people were crammed into a little room. They said, oh, you know, the fire system won't let you have that many people in there. They got in there, didn't they, Jeff? And congressman that wished he, that backed the bill, wished he hadn't have gotten in there. It was one of those cases where you've always heard of riding out of town on a tarred and feathered on a rail. It was just about that bad, but they got the bill changed, the law changed, I mean. by doing that. Now, I don't know what this thing is. I have no idea. But anytime I see rural water legislation, it frightens me. The bill is a Senate bill, 895. And here's the name of the bill. It's the Rural Water Supply Act of 2005. It's already passed the Senate. It did that last month. It may be considered by the Committee on Resources this year. We understand, I'm reading from a letter to Chairman Pombo. We understand that S 895 is intended to protect Reclamation's core activities by applying consistent engineering and economic standards to proposed rural water supply project, and it goes on, and says a lot of stuff that I don't understand at all. You might want to, I think it's mainly for the West, but who knows? See, we thought that that bill in Missouri was mainly for two or three counties in southwest Missouri. The way the thing came out, it was to include everybody in the state that had a well. Now, this thing, again, is S-895. It's titled the Rural Water Supply Act of 2005. It has already passed the Senate. And for those of you out there that have the connections, get a hold of this thing, study it, find out. I do not have time. We are a three-person operation here, and we do not have a vast staff of folks to do our work. But it's something that needs to be studied, I'm sure of that, because one never knows what's hidden in there. All right, now here comes a couple of more bills. Senate Bill 517, and the companion bill is a House Bill 2995. Did you get the numbers? Senate Bill 517, HB 2995. Now, this is an experimental weather modification bill, and they say it is on fast track. The experts, and I don't know who they are here, but somebody that's got some authority, so it's probably the Bush administration, wants this thing passed early in 2006. Well, today is the 16th of January, 2006, so it's probably early in 2006, all right? Now, back at the time of Katrina, when the big one hit New Orleans, we talked about weather modification, and I did an article. It's in the Chronicle that came out the next month about weather modification and HARP and how they can change the atmospheric pressure and how they can change, actually, perhaps cause earthquakes. Don't know, but it looks like it's possible from the information that we have. Now, NOAA is the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. And these two bills, Senate Bill 517, House Bill 2995, would allow experimental weather modification by artificial methods and implement a national weather modification policy. The bill is written, does not include any oversight for agriculture or any public opinion whatsoever. And they say they want this thing passed early this year. And it's on fast track. Many current and ongoing weather modification programs, 47 of them are listed by NOAA again, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, in 2005. There's 47 of those things listed by the government in 2005. There are both private and government-sponsored atmospheric testing and heating programs underway in Alaska and across the United States. Alaska recently received $50 million in funding for atmospheric heating. Are you with me? Global warming, atmospheric heating, and Alaska now has $50 million to spend on studying how to do this. Not whether it's done or not, but how to do it. I think it'd be a good time to take a break here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. When we come back, we'll talk more about this weather modification stuff. And apparently, those experts in Washington want to see this all happen. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the
Jerry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold climbed $8.60 an ounce on Friday, reaching a fresh 25-year high. Gold closed the week at $556.50 an ounce, a gain of almost $17 on heavy speculative buying ahead of the three-day holiday. Silver jumped up 12 cents to close at $9.09 an ounce. At this point, $600 gold is only a question of when, not if. And now this from Swiss America CEO Craig R. Smith.
After slowly but steadily doubling in price over the last 5 years, gold is now moving up quickly and could easily double again. 4 years ago, my book announced the beginning of this new gold rush. I want you to have a free copy of my book, Rediscovering Gold, by calling now 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover gold with me. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN.
Despite popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow, bred heifer, and bull sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this coming Saturday, January the 21st. Larry Scott has consigned 50 pairs. The calves are three weights, and the cows are bred back, so it's a three-in-one package. Most of the cows in the sale are February and March calvers. Rehoboam Farms are selling 50 3 to 5-year-old Angus that are calving now. Pat and Jeremy Mosley consigned a 200-head string of black and black Baldies and Charley crossbred cows. They're all bred to Angus bulls. 50-head of these have calves on the ground now. Lucille Reynolds is offering an 80-head string of black and black Baldies and Charley cross cows. They're bred to Angus bulls, and they'll start calving in February. And Jones Farms have consigned 40-head of black and black Baldies and red white face. They'll have calves by their sides. A 50-head string of Longhorn cows that'll start calving in February could be coming in. And that's for the special cow sale coming up this Saturday, January the 21st, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who says silence is often misinterpreted, but never misquoted. Jerry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, as I was talking, this experimental weather modification bill is on fast track. I'll give you those numbers again. It's Senate Bill 517, House Bill 2995. Alaska just got $50 million grant to fund their Alaska's atmospheric heating program. The bill intends to implement more experimental weather modification programs without a national debate or public oversight. In other words, they say, hey, we don't want people involved in this thing. This is for us elite that know what you need out there in the USA. Most experimental weather modification programs use chemicals released into the atmosphere. The public could be subjected increasingly to toxic or unknown substances that could adversely impact agricultural crops and trees. Trimethyl aluminum and barium are just two of the toxic chemicals used in recent atmospheric heating and testing programs, according to NASA. All right. National Aeronautic and Space Administration is telling us now that they're dumping this stuff on us as we speak. For those of you who have been saying, oh, that chemtrail stuff, you're just a conspiratorial nut. All right, here's NASA now coming out and saying it's there. All right, They're using trimethyl aluminum and barium, and it says just two of the toxic chemicals used in recent atmospheric heating and testing programs, according to NASA. The Alaska HAARP atmospheric heating program may have the capability of changing the jet stream, which could also change our weather. They're using for fog dispersal, and apparently they're using this on the West Coast. This article I have here doesn't go into detail as to where all of this is, but where we have a lot of fog or smog, like in like over Phoenix and Los Angeles, etc., they use dry ice, liquid nitrogen, liquid propane, and silver oxide. They say that may improve visibility while adversely impacting the redwood trees along the California coast, but depriving them of needed water they derive from the fog. Popular Science, that's a magazine, noted that a private company, and they named the company, and it's almost like Kid Dynamite, except it's Kid Dynomat, DYN-O-MAT, that's the name of the company, plans to purchase jets to drop thousands of pounds of water-absorbing chemical powder, and the author here calls it an unknown substance, into hurricanes to absorb moisture that may dissipate the hurricanes. NASA noted, and I'm back to the government again, the government's telling us this. NASA noted in an October 2005 newsletter that increasingly persistent contrails, did you hear that word, contrails? Now, we've been calling them chemtrails all along, where they're using chemicals. They're calling it increasingly persistent contrails are trapping warmth in the atmosphere and exacerbating global warming. NASA goes on to note that any increase in global cloud cover will continue to long-term changes in Earth's climate. Likewise, any change in Earth's climate may have effect on natural resources. Global dimming and persistent contrails, the jet trails are not persistent. You watch a jet. I watched yesterday, a beautiful sunshiny day, not a cloud in the sky here where I was. And I watched a jet, and I guess it was up there about 30,000 feet. You could barely see the plane, but it was laying a nice contrail. But before that plane even got very near out of sight, the thing was already gone. I mean, about the time you couldn't see the plane anymore, you couldn't see the contrail. These things don't do that. When they're putting these chemicals out, they literally cover the sky. And this article is saying this. NASA goes on to note that global dimming and persistent trails that produce man-made clouds may have serious impacts on crop production, etc. Okay, and then anyway, let me give you those bills again. It's going to allow experimental weather modification on fast track. Senate Bill 517, House Bill 2995. Let's go to Mike in Wisconsin. Hi, Mike, you're on the air.
Hi, Derry. I just want to know where all the environmentalists are when this stuff is going on. They're screaming about every little thing out there, but when these big things come along, they don't even open their mouth.
No, they don't. They're more concerned about a woodpecker that does not even exist than they are about this
changing the whole world environment.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's all I had to say.
See, this whole thing, and Mike, you pretty well said it. It's not about these environmentalists don't care a root de toot about the environment.
Exactly.
It's all people control.
Control. Yep. I agree.
Okay. Thanks,
Terry.
You bet. Thanks for the call, Mike. Anyhow, those are the weather bills. Now, here's one. This next story I'm going to do just for our good friend Schott Webster. Schott Webster was a world-class rodeo performer back in the late 40s and 50s. He mostly a roper. He did bulldogging, and he steer-roped and calf-roped. And he won the Pendleton all round 3 or 4 years in a row. He was one of the top
Cowboys at that time in the world. He knew Roy Rogers, and he knew he got his picture taken with practically all the old singing cowboy stars that showed up back in them their good old days.
Hey, Derry.
Yes.
I found some really cool pictures of Schoed on the web. Just put his name in there and look for pictures of him taking down those big bulls and all that. That was pretty cool.
Well, they're steers.
Well, steers, you know. I wouldn't get in the ring with them.
Anyway, yeah. You showed me those. You just, and it's S-H-O-A-T, Schoed Webster. Yeah, you can do that. But anyway, I saw this and showed. I'm sharing this with you because I don't think they would wanted you to compete it in this rodeo. It is the Road Runner Regional Rodeo. It's an annual event. It's being held in Rawhide Western Town and Steakhouse in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I think I've been there. I've been to a little old kind of a country setting. You know, it's new, but it's built like they built Dodge City back many years ago. Anyway, there's 225 contestants there. And when I first started reading this, I said, Jeff, get on the internet and see if this thing is for real. I couldn't believe it was. But apparently it is. The Roadrunner Regional Rodeo was held outside Phoenix. On the other, when Jeff got on there, found out it's at the Rawhide Western Town and Steakhouse in Scottsdale. And it's a gay rodeo in which the participants are all homosexual men. They perform in all these same events, I guess. It says bull riding and steer wrestling. And I doubt, Schoed, if you ever got involved in goat dressing. Now, we've butchered a few goats, and that's what I call goat dressing. You know, kind of like you dress a chicken. Uh-uh. That ain't the way it works. In goat dressing provides putting frilly underwear on a goat. Now, I've seen goat tying. They have that for kids. They have to, you know, run their horse down to the end of the arena. The goat is staked on a... Oh, it's got probably 20 feet radius that it can run on, you know, and you got to jump off your horse and tie the goat, etc. These guys dress the goats with frilly underwear. The gay rodeo has grown into a national event with 225 contestants, 3,000 spectators. I'm almost afraid to say this because for fear that it's not right. But this article says that the sponsors are Bud Light Beer and Southern Comfort. Well, you'd have to be kind of, I don't know. Anyway, being openly gay in the Wild West has historically been unacceptable, potentially dangerous. When we first started the rodeo, we used to hide and not tell anyone, says Gary Hatterman, the 53-year-old president of the Arizona Gay Rodeo Association. He said, we do get protesters every year, but they're mainly gay people protesting against the inhumane treatment of animals. Well, you know, I can see some inhumane treatment here. It's all right, you know, to put spurs into an old bronc. That's good enough. And it's all right to ride that old bull. That's no problem. And rope those steers and those calves. But I'll tell you, when you start putting frilly underwear on a goat, now, ladies and gentlemen, that is inhumane. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Visit Derry online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
And we are back. More on this National Animal Identification System. I know I've been harping on this now for weeks, but people, it's a coming. And we are being led astray by the United States Department of Agriculture, by the National Cattle and Beef Association, by everybody involved in this thing, because it has nothing to do with disease. I was animal disease, maybe a little, but not much. I was looking out my back window the other day, and I'm looking here at also. Let me just read part of this article. The incestuous relationship between agribusiness... No, that's not the one I wanted. Anyway, I don't know what I did with it, but I'll tell you what the story was. The story was coming from, it was an ad that was printed by the United States Department of Agriculture, and it shows this chicken. This chicken now, it's for backyard flocks. And it's so that those of us who have chickens in their backyard will watch them. And you're supposed to see if one is sick. And if it is, you're supposed to call the Department of Animal APHIS, which is Animal, APHIS, Animal Plant and Health, whatever it is. And then they'll come out and see if your chicken died because it had bird flu, or whether it died because a weasel got in the chicken house and cut its little throat. You know, they'll know the difference. Now, in the process of doing this, they want to know where all these birds are. In my backyard, literally in my backyard. I mean, I could stand in my back, at my back door, and shoot them with a rifle. They're that close. We counted 250 Canadian geese the other day, and they're there most of the time. I won't let my horses in that pasture
because they got it. That's the water in there, and they got to drink that goose pucky, which can't possibly be good. Is the Department of Agriculture doing anything about these multi-zillions of geese that are flying around in everybody's backyard and in every golf course in the country? That doesn't make any difference. But if you've got six or seven laying hens and a rooster back there, hey, they want to know exactly where that chicken is. Don't geese get bird flu? Can't geese carry bird flu? What about those millions and billions of starlings that land in everybody's backyard constantly? In every feed bunk around a feedlot, I have seen cattle and feedlots where the starlings literally came in and darkened the sky when they'd fly in that kind of numbers. That's all right. But if you have a chicken in your backyard, you're going to have a premises ID and put a chip in the chicken. Now, that wasn't what I was even going to talk about. When we come back, I'll talk about what I was going to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, Jeff Thomas here, producer for the Derry Brownfield Show. Unfortunately, not every radio station carries the Derry Brownfield Show. Not yet. But like they say, there's more than one way to skin a cat, and there's more than one way to hear Derry. First, there's your local station. Call them today and thank them for airing the Derry Brownfield Show. Let them know you're listening and support local advertisers. Then check Derry's website for a local station in your area at DerryBrownfield.com. Click on the Listen button for other listening options like shortwave, internet, and archived shows. And finally, you can hear the Derry Brownfield Show from anywhere on the planet, on the internet, at DerryBrownfield.com. While you're there, shop the new online store. Stick a pin in the listener map. Visit our sponsors and see my page at Studio C. Tell a friend, and as always, thank you for listening to the Derry Brownfield Show online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi, you're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry, how are you?
Good.
Couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. He put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you. There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Return. Now, as far as I'm concerned, this animal ID has very little, if anything, to fighting disease. Like we said, if it was really about fighting disease, they'd do something with all these obnoxious birds that fly around all over the country, making bird pucky everywhere that they go. That's all right. But no, you can't have a chicken in your backyard without the government knowing exactly where it is. Here's what's happening, and it's an interesting scenario. Let me see. I don't remember where this came from, but I was looking to see who wrote this, and I can't find it. But anyway, here's a scenario. Let's say that people in Brooklyn get sick from something they ate. It's determined the meat came from a local fast food joint. The fast food joint gets its meat from a particular meatworks. The meatworks buys its cattle from a particular feedlot. Those feedlots had steers that were numbered such and such and such and such in their possession, and those steers came from 15 small farms, let's say in eastern Oklahoma. What does it mean? They're going to come back to who? those 15 small farms in eastern Oklahoma. They'll prove that cattle, and see, those cattle had been sold 6 months before. Nothing wrong with those cattle. Somewhere along the line, somebody didn't do their job, but who's going to get blamed? The farmer out there, the rancher that raised those calves. And so you might as well say goodbye to those small farmers out there. That's just another way to get rid of us. The large corporations will put small farmers out of business. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mentioned a while ago and before, I said, and I've been talking about it for going on for many, many months now, once this thing, if it does, and it looks like it's going to, if it ever gets to where it is totally operational, it's going to be the ruination of the cattle industry as we know it and much of agriculture. Not only the program costs are going to fall on the farmers, but also the threat of fines and jail time for not complying. It's just going to run guys like me off the land. A lot of you out there say, boy, that's a good deal. We don't need you around anyway. At the same time, the Animal ID sets up the same corporations as the only entities that have the privilege to raise animals. In other words, it'll be Tyson, it'll be ConAgra, it'll be Cargill. It'll be those big, large, mega-sized corporations. The U.S. Department of Agriculture considers your animals, not yours anymore. It's going to be part of a national herd. They keep in this legislation, they talk about a national herd. I don't have any cattle in a national herd. They're mine, I think, but maybe they're not. See, I have said for years, you just think you own your land. You don't own your land. You have certain rights to it. You get to pay taxes on it. You get to use it, but not necessarily the way you want to use it. So our livestock are going to be part of a national herd. They can force you to register your farm and your animals. So they're going to control them. So if they control them, isn't that the same as owning them? If they tell you what you can do and what you can't do? Now, as we said, this thing is fixed to go into effect January 2008 for mandatory enforcement. Mandatory means forced. Enforcement means putting into force. So your livestock are no longer going to be your own free will. The government can fine you. They'll probably can put you in jail or seize your animals for raising animals without registering them. And we already talked about what they're doing over in the European Communion. If an animal's on its way to the meatworks and loses its ID and it gets to the meatworks, they condemn it for human consumption and you don't get anything for it. People, we got to do something twixt now and next year. And it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of man. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle